on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
This is what we call I'm Just Curious. You're nosy. We're nosy. And so we figure it out. And that's how we met Nessa, who moved into this apartment complex a while ago with Jeff. They both were just out of college, and they bonded over that and hung out all the time. And then 6 months ago, he just stopped talking to her. And so now she wants to know exactly what happened before she moves out of the apartment complex. Nessa, so Jeff has agreed to come on with us, okay?
Oh, good.
Now, I just want you to keep an open mind. That's what he said. So we're going to put you on hold, and we're going to let him sort of talk through, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's put you on hold. And here is Jeff. All right. Jeff, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay, so can you help us understand what happened between you and Nessa? Now, we have a couple of theories that have been floated out there. One that you really liked Nessa.
Yeah, romantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you maybe had a huge crush and you just had to remove yourself because she didn't have the same feelings. Is that why you removed yourself from Nessa?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's going on?
I'm actually very embarrassed, and I can't believe I'm here on the radio to talk about this, but 6 months ago, I had this package delivered from Amazon, and when I got home, I didn't see it anywhere. It wasn't there, it wasn't by the door, nothing. So after some snooping, I realized that they put the package in front of Nessa's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Nessa, and she can be really nosy, very much like you guys, because she found me.
ain't mad at it.
So I figured she probably opened it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so awkward that she saw what was inside that, yeah, I couldn't bring myself to look her in the eyes.
So what was inside of this box from Amazon? I mean, I know Amazon, you know, they can sell some adult things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that, can we say it on the radio what it is? What did you have in this box?
We can say on the radio what it is. It's not an adult thing.
Okay. What did you have in this box?
Really, it's nothing really that crazy. It's super embarrassing because I'm a grown adult.
Okay. Now you're scaring me a little bit, Jeff. What was in the box?
Just a little collectible type stuff
Okay, you got to open your mouth. What's in this? Are you like a Star Wars, Star Trek?
Yeah, that's normal.
One of those things or I don't know. What was it?
It's along that line. I mean, like I have Star Trek and Star Wars stuff in my storage unit, of course. I mean, I am a collector of various memorabilia and TV stuff. But no, I mean, it's more like stuff like you would expect little kids to have, not really adults.
Are you collecting troll dolls or something, or Hello Kitty or whatever that was back in the day?
No. Those are just never my type.
Beanie Babies, that's what it was. Are you collecting
animals?
Yeah. Is that what you have?
Jeff, what was in the box? Just tell us.
Well, we have Nessa on the phone. Okay, we're all curious now. We need to know, Jeff. What's in this damn box?
All right. I mean, like I said, I'm a collector.
Spit it out, Jeff!
By most things, except for this. Okay, fine. I collect Barney the Purple Dinosaur collector's items.
Okay. So the I love you, you love me.
I love you.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Now, Nessa, did you receive this box of Barney stuff at your house? Did you open it?
I don't remember getting a package and opening it. I feel like if I had opened that, I would have remembered it.
Yeah.
I wish you would have just asked me about this box because I never saw this box.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, Jeff, we're not judging. It's just, we're just curious.
Free.
Now that everything is out on the table, Jeff, now that Nessa knows, Nessa, can y'all still be friends? Can y'all hang out and do Sunday fun days? And even though, because Nessa's moving away from your apartment complex, is this, you know, okay?
Yeah.
I just want you to stop being stupid and us be friends again. Because I don't, you know, like, I don't care what things you're into.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Well, this is perfect. Okay, cool. Well, you know what? We have connected a friendship here. I love it. This is what Barney would want.
There you go.
This is what
all
Barney
about the love.
Exactly. This is what the lessons that Barney always taught us. All right. Now it's time for the dogs. So here's what's happening. Scott basically he said, I'm a bad luck charm for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And we said, well, don't watch the last game that the Lightning played. And he watched it.
Mm-mm-mm.
It was lured in by the devil.
Oh.
Oh, that's what this is about?
It is. Okay. And he was a bad luck charm, so his consequences. Now we have dogs from the Humane Society of Pinellas coming in to lick peanut butter off of him.
I can't.
We're doing it in three songs.